Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
On a new 4D in the MC, the Lions dominated the Bucks in Detroit on Monday night. How exactly did they do it? Kelvin Shepard dialed up a defensive performance for the ages, and his players, they responded. Oh, and Jahmyr Gibbs went absolutely nuts. We've got instant reaction right now.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
I literally hit record as we went to zeros. Before we go any further, I just got to say one thing. I saw a Christmas commercial in the third quarter. Is there no decency in this world anymore? I love Christmas, but I also like Halloween and Thanksgiving and all that jazz. I haven't even carved a pumpkin yet, which I will do on Tuesday. See, you can't do it too early, otherwise you end up with squirrel food on your front porch. Anyway, football. The Lions win 24-9 on Monday Night Football, and I mean, where do we start? Are the Lions the best team in the NFC? If they aren't right now, which they might be, they are tied for the best record. It's a jam at 5-2. But here's the thing. If they aren't tonight, they will be after the bye week. There's no question about that. They'll get Terrion back. They'll get DJ back. And Kirby. And Brian. And eventually Rodrigo. The cavalry is coming. Don't forget about Ahmed Hassanein. The Lions should only get better from here. Now, the schedule only gets tougher, so that works out. I mean, tonight, they could have been up 3 or 4 scores in the first half. But they did defensively exactly what they had to do. The offense was good, not great. But it didn't have to be because the defense was great. Detroit has not lost back-to-back games in 3 years. They've won 20 straight games with a halftime lead. And they've won 27 straight when leading after 3 quarters. That is the longest active streak in the National Football League. The Lions are just so hard to keep down. You can keep throwing jabs, but they're ducking, they're dodging, and they're countering. You may get them one day, but you will not get them the next day. I mean, what do we say about Jahmyr Gibbs? I'll tell you what we say about Jahmyr Gibbs. Excellent work by Penei Sewell. Excellent work by Tate Ratledge. The offensive line, fabulous. Fabulous work this evening. Great to have Taylor Decker back. Absolutely. I mean, and Gibbs, I mean, the long runs, right? He had a 78-yard touchdown. How about that fourth down run to open the fourth quarter? You can't tackle him. He finishes with 136 rushing yards and two touchdowns. He was also the second leading receiver. He had three catches for 82 yards. In fact, his output tonight was the second most by Detroit Lions since Calvin Johnson. We use Jahmyr Gibbs' name with Barry Sanders because they're both outstanding running backs. But you get to use it with Calvin Johnson now too? Unbelievable. And David Montgomery's carries are dwindling. I don't love that, but at the same time, you saw the game. What are you supposed to do? And if you didn't see the game, refer back to the stats I just dropped. Gibbs was surging every time he touched the ball. It was amazing to watch. If not for Bijan Robinson, the Tucson kid, we could chat about Gibbs being the best in the game. I think it's Bijan at the moment, but goodness. The lanes he had, wide open. He wouldn't get touched for 10, 15, 20 yards multiple times. And defensively, you know, all the game balls to Calvin Shepard. The Lions go back to their identity, and they dominate with man coverage. The Lions are who they are, and they know it. And they got away from it last week, and tonight they bared their teeth, and they showed us who they really are. The mixing of zone and man was gorgeous. Baker Mayfield was confused. That's a damn good quarterback having an amazing season, and he just was off all night. The Lions did a good job, a really good job. But the funny thing was, as well as the Lions played against Baker, and I think they did, he was off in general. And maybe some of that's just what the Lions did. I'm sure some of it is, but it wasn't all what the Lions did. So many high balls. But I mean, he should have had a late fourth quarter touchdown. Tez Johnson was wide open there in the fourth quarter, and he sailed it. Those are throws this season he's been making. We talked about it all week long. Can the Lions interrupt, disrupt, confuse, alter Baker Mayfield's plans? And that is exactly what Calvin Shepard's defense did this evening. I was talking with my friend John, and he was saying how much he likes Mike Evans, and I totally agree. Dude's an absolute beast. And you never want to see anybody go out. I was hoping he wouldn't play, not because I want him to be hurt, but because I'm afraid of him, right? And the Lions secondary was beat up, which we thought. But seeing him go out that way, I mean, the concussion, the shoulder, collarbone, whatever it was, I mean, he was unwell coming off the field. I hate to see that. But I mentioned, like, all the game balls for Calvin Shepard, 47, 1,000. You pick your number, doesn't matter. His dudes making plays. Detroit is down everybody, and it just doesn't matter. Amik forced a fumble. That Maulet interception, insane. When they reviewed that, I thought, okay, ruling on the field was a catch. And it looked like it was a catch, but I thought to myself, wait, how can that be a catch if the receiver only has one arm around it and Maulet has a death grip with both arms around it? How about Nick Whiteside? The Bucs scored one touchdown, and on that touchdown, they went for two. Who had the PBU in the end zone? Whiteside. He had two late fourth quarter deflections in the end zone. Hallett had a great day. In fact, Hallett and Jack Campbell led the team in tackles. They both had eight. All the replacements, Maulet, Hallett, Whiteside, Harper. Unbelievable. And part of this is you get a lean back. It was great to have him back, obviously. He forced a ton of pressure. Had a couple of knockdowns in the pass game. Hutch was fantastic again. No forced fumble for Hutch, but he had a recovery. Earlier in the week, the league sent out a note saying, hey, you know, the punch outs, be careful. And then they cited a Jack Campbell play. I don't think the Lions were extra punchy, but they are so good at the punch out. Is anybody better at that than Detroit? Play after play after play. Tyus Wheat got it on the action. In fact, Wheat had a 12-yard sack there. The Lions pulling guys out of nowhere. Unbelievable. All right, we'll have final thoughts coming up here in just a moment. Fourth Down in the Motor City continues next. And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. I had this note about Bates. In the first half, He missed, I think it was a 53-yard field goal. But at the time, he was one of four from 50-plus yards this season. That's a low number in 2025's NFL. But then in the fourth quarter, he doinks one in from 58 yards. So now he's two of five from 50-plus. That's not great. Still 40%. You've got to be north of 50. We know he's got the leg. It's the accuracy thing. And before I drop my final thoughts, I just really quickly, is there anything more annoying than the TV official, the rules analyst? Like, please piss off. You were annoying as a ref on the field, and now you are even less tolerable chiming in from wherever the hell you are. God, I don't know why they bug me so much, but they all do. Whether it's Pereira, but Monday Night Football's is Russell Yerk. He sounds like a Russell Yerk. I don't even know what that means, but I'm right. Prove me wrong. We'll have more comprehensive thoughts in the next episode. We're recording this in the 10 o'clock hour after the game. But I mean, I think the big takeaway here is the Lions rose to the challenge. They were exactly what they had to be. They were what the moment called for, and Tampa Bay was not. This was a showdown, and it was not for all the marbles. But when we get to week 15, 16, 17, playoffs, you will look back on this game, and so will Tampa, and you will say, this is where it went left, right, or otherwise. This was a massive game of consequence early in the season. Now, both these teams could have the wheels fall off, and it might not matter, but very unlikely. This was a huge game, and Detroit did what they always do. There was a steeliness. Even Jared Goff, not his best game, but he still found St. Brown. He still found Gibbs. He still made good choices most of the time. That pick was a little dirty. Didn't love that. You know, one of the big things I've heard over and over again from coaches is losing into the bye week leaves a bad taste in your mouth, and you can't really shake it because there is no game. The Lions won't play again until November 2nd. So it's a long time to think about that. Instead, they get a huge win, and they get almost 2 weeks to get healthy, to get right. This is a huge win, but I'm expecting so much more on the other side of the bye. Again, Lions win 24-9. They dominate the Bucks on Monday Night Football. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcast. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. And if you have not done so, we appreciate ratings and reviews. They are super helpful. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.